Whew, here we go. Romans 10. Here's what I want you to do as I close with this. Here's what I want to say. And this is what he was, this is what he was talking to me real clear. And so I want you to put that Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to read it first from the King James, and I think I'm going to switch over to the Passion. He said, now here's what he said, but what says it? What says it? The word is what? Nigh thee. Even where? If I say Cora, where did that word come from? That's my wife's name, Cora. Where did that come from? That came out of my mouth. Is that right? God said, you pick up this Bible and you read in there, and it's in there. God loves me. It's in there, isn't it? That word is where? In your mouth. You read it off the page of the book, but when you said it, it was where? I'm trying to teach you what he taught me. He said it's in your mouth. Now watch the next step. That word is not even in where? Thy mouth. And in thy heart. How is it in my heart? It's when I believe it above anything else. What God said to me, I believe it. It's in my heart. And he just said in Mark 11, 23, if I believe it in my heart and say it with my mouth, I can have what I say. Didn't he say it? Didn't he say it? And he said, now watch what he said. He said, this is not something you're reading. He said, I'm telling you, when you read that word and say it, that's the living word talking. You believe it, the living word is in you, not just something rolled in a book. He said, I'm the living word that's speaking this word. And when you believe it with your heart and say it with your mouth, demons have to flee. Sickness has to go. Your circumstance has to change. What you say has to come in line with what you say. Because you believed it. And when you believe it and say it, it is as though I said it. And I don't lie. I do not lie. That's what he said. So, anybody, hallelujah. I say anybody that would do Roman, go ahead and give me the next verse. This is condition that if thou shalt see, I had people to tell me that's supposed to be, you know, if they supposed to be right, nobody else will write. If you ain't with us, you ain't in the right church. But it looked like to me this is a personal thing. That's what it looked like to me. That as Jimmy shall say or confess with his mouth, the Lord Jesus. I don't see where you say you then you have to be with the right group to do this. Seems like an individual thing. That if thou shalt, you can be standing out in the street somewhere, you find it's true, and you say, Lord, I believe you, the Son of God. And today I change what I've been doing and I give my life to you. And the Bible says you're saved. Gloria said it like this, Kenneth Copeland, why? I don't know if you can improve on it. So she found this truth, you know what she said? Lord, take my life and do something with it. But we got to say, well, you got to be baptized by us. You got to be baptized this way. Let me tell you, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, they can baptize you with your head, your feet sticking straight up in the air. Then turn you over and churn you up and down that way. Then scoot you that way and scoot you that way. All you're going to do is get wet. Hope you get out of that before they drown you. You ought to be baptized in water. But just getting baptized in water didn't do it. If that was the case, Jesus just stayed in heaven. It was the blood. All that water did while Jesus did all that work just stayed in the ocean. Stayed in the creeks and the ponds and the lakes. They didn't do a thing. Come on, y'all. We might as well get real with this. It's what he did that changed your life, that changed my life. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for raising us up out of the stuff we were in. We were dead. We were miserable. We were lost. We were doomed. But now we are alive. And we just want to praise you and glorify you. Oh, to you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the praise. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. If anyone in this building, anyone viewing us by live streaming, can hear our voice, I want to give you the opportunity to tell you this day your life's changed. Because once you receive Jesus, Jesus will not leave you the same way. He'll fill you with joy. He'll change your sorrow into gladness. He'll turn your midnight into day. He'll cause you and set your feet a dancing. And your mouth, he'll fill it with praise, and you can praise him because Jesus had become real. And they sing the song, Jesus is real to me. Real, real, real. Jesus is real to me. So say these words with me, everybody. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you. I believe today that you are everything the word says you are. Today, I'm asking you, come in my life. Live your life in me. I surrender everything that I am to you. Jesus, this day, I make you my Lord. I take my life, and you live your life. I'm here. I'm yours to command. In Jesus' name. I'm saved. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm saved. Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. And that is with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Thank you, Lord. Woo! I receive him now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.